cash, and boom! Send big cash at 25,000 kwacha instantly in just 60 seconds. At Stanbic, we make it simple. No queues, no paperwork, just a quick interest-free advance straight into your account. Stanbic Cash Advance is your solution. If you're not with us, make the smart move and join us today.
Dial *247# today and experience the power of Stanbic Cash Advance with Stanbic Bank. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time on Phoenix FM is 13 hours. Now time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Zambia commits to resolving U.S. travel ban issues. UPND scoops Lumezi parliamentary seat. In global news, Israel kills over 70 in Gaza and 549 killed seeking aid in past month. Very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mwezinawinga with the Phoenix FM Main News at 13 hours. Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe has disclosed that the Zambian government has received formal communication from the United States government indicating that it is considering imposing travel restrictions on Zambia. Mr. Haimbe says the proposed travel ban is due to concerns over passport security, immigration enforcement, and information sharing deficiencies. In a ministerial statement to Parliament this morning, Mr. Haimbe says following this development, the Zambian government has adopted a coordinated multi-sectoral approach to address the issues raised and pursue Zambia's removal from the potential ban list. He says some of the measures include reviewing passport security measures, strengthening migration enforcement cooperation, engaging the U.S. government at a diplomatic level, and recent agreements with the U.S. embassy, which include regular consultative mechanisms, data sharing on overstayers, fast-tracking extradition requests, and document security enhancement. The minister has explained that the goal is to have Zambia removed from consideration within the 60-day review period.
Madam Speaker, I wish to update this August House that a meeting was held with the U.S. Ambassador to Zambia and his team on 24th June 2025 at high level, meaning, Madam Speaker, that I personally attended to that meeting given the importance of the matters at play. Amongst the matters, measures agreed, Madam Speaker, during the meeting were the following. One, formal diplomatic engagement. The meeting addressed the rationale behind Zambia's potential inclusion on the U.S. travel ban list and reaffirmed both countries' commitment to resolving outstanding consular and security matters. In other words, Madam Speaker, the two countries are looking at resolving this challenge together in joint consultation.
And giving an update on the escalating security situation in the Middle East, specifically the confrontation between Israel and Iran, Mr. Haimbe has disclosed that as of June 20, 2025, a total of 177 Zambians were registered and prioritized for evacuation through the Taba border crossing into Egypt. He said the evacuation efforts were part of government's response to the crisis in Israel and Iran, where Zambians were residing as students, diplomats, tourists, and professionals. Mr. Haimba has further revealed that in Iran, where Zambia does not maintain a resident diplomatic mission, the embassy in Cairo, Egypt, which has extra accreditation to Iran, has been monitoring the situation, and that the latest verified updates indicate that there are 4 Zambian nationals in Iran with no casualties or injuries reported. The ruling UPND has scooped the Lumezi parliamentary by-election, with its candidate, Lufeyo Ngoma, securing 11,521 votes, whilst his closest challenger, Goodson Banda of the New Congress Party, garnered 6,821 votes. And I am announcing the final results this morning. Lumezi Constituency Returning Officer George Mlenga declared Mr. Ngoma as duly elected. Mr. Mlenga said Wiseman Vula of Citizens First polled 556 votes. Isaiah Banda of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, UPPZ, got 544 votes. Independent candidate Pilila Jerry had 512 votes, while Nebi Manda of the Leadership Movement trailed with only 212 votes. Phoenix staffer Nelson Zulu reports from Lumezi, that Mr. Mlenga said 20,520 votes were cast out of the 53,374 registered voters in the constituency, while 354 votes were rejected.
Mwanza Pilila, independent, 512 votes. Banda Isaiah, UPPZ, 544 votes. Vula Wiseman, CF, 556 votes. Banda Goodson, NCP, 6,821
votes. And speaking after he was declared winner, newly elected Lumezi Member of Parliament Lufeyo Ngoma has pledged to work for the people and spur development in the area.
Our goal is not only to meet the nutritional needs of our people, but also to position Zambia as a key exporter of fish within the region. You heard from the Minister of Fisheries and Livestock that we are already number one in terms of export of fish in the region. We want to consolidate that position and increase on the quantities. As we increase on the quantities, as we export, what it means is that we are going to get a foreign exchange.
And presidential political advisor Levi Ngoma has warned the opposition to be cautious of the 2026 as the by-election sets the tone for the next year's polls.
The result of the Lumezi parliamentary by-election shall be a clear signal to the nation of what is going to happen in 2026. We are here to say, yes, a signal has been provided. A signal has been shown to the country that 2026 is going in the right direction. And President HH is safe. Very, very, very safe.
The Institute of Directors has disclosed that discussions are underway to formulate legislation aimed at strengthening the role of the Institute amidst an urgent need for reforms to curb emerging boardroom irregularities. Institute President Miriam Chiaba has disclosed that discussions are ongoing around a new law that government has authorized in principle to empower the Institute and enhance governance standards across the corporate landscape. Speaking on Friday's edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM, Ms. Chiaba raised concerns over a growing trend where some board members are leveraging their positions to secure top executive appointments, citing a recent case at Zambia's Railway Limited, where a member of the board's interviewing panel emerged as a successful candidate in the very institution he was overseeing. The IOD president said while there is currently no law that prohibits board members from becoming chief executive officers, entities must have robust succession plans and exhaust all available options before considering a board member for such roles. Despite these concerns, Ms. Chiaba notes that the majority of corporate boards in Zambia are operating ethically and remain committed to professional standards, and is optimistic that the proposed legislation will address existing loopholes